I like your shirt.
Thank you.
You should put a picture up on the Twitter account so people can see it.
Okay.
What is it?
It's Darkwing Duck in the style of Duck Hunt.
Somebody really cool must have gotten you that.
It's okay.
Somebody much cooler than you. Somebody who could, if he wants to, go kick you in the nuts right now. So you better be more appreciative.
You're right, he is pretty cool.
Hello, welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for December 27th, 2011. This is Mike Minnelli, joined by my brother, Ajguy.
Hello.
Hello. All right, you're not saying hi to me, are you?
No, I was to you. I just was turning off my phone.
Cool. How's your Christmas? I don't know, because I didn't see you at all during
Christmas
it.
Christmas was wonderful. How about yours?
It was great, you know.
I want to say, actually, real quick, you got me one of, I think, the coolest Christmas presents I've ever gotten.
Aw.
With that Mike made, for those of you who don't know, because I didn't really tell anyone. He took, like, the first 5 years worth of Penny Arcade comics. Like, he found our favorite comics and took our favorite panel from those comics, made this giant poster collage. And the background of it actually looks like Tycho's shirt. It's very cool. They wouldn't print it at Kinko's because it was copyright violation.
If Penny Arcade, if you find out about this somehow, I promise I've given you money in other ways in the past.
Yeah, we're good for it, we swear.
Okay. I've been supporting you guys for a long time. I think we had a... God, we did that thing way back when where
Club
we were
PA.
Like Club
yeah,
PA.
Just donated straight
yeah,
up.
We were literally feeding you back then. So. Cut us a little slack, but
no, it's super cool.
Yeah, it came out well. I was happy with it.
So, cool. I am super glad that we decided to push the show back one day because of Christmas, because boy, do we have
got the best present of all.
But the funniest thing that could have happened on the internet possible.
Self-explosion. Oh, gosh.
So we'll get to that in the news. What else we got,
news?
Mike?
Well, we got Let's Go Topical. Are we in gaming? I'm trying to think. I haven't played much to
we
talk.
We got Rayman.
Rayman. We played a little Rayman. Let me talk about that. This is the first Christmas I didn't get a single video game.
Like for Christmas itself.
For Christmas. Yeah. Well, because I didn't need any. Cause
we got you on your birthday pretty good.
Yeah, I got pretty good on my birthday. But, yeah, you know. Okay, So then we'll get to the releases, and that'll be the show. So let's jump into
okay.
Ocean Marketing.
Ocean Marketing. So Ocean Marketing is a PR firm that was representing the company and Control, makers of the Avenger controller. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's this weird clip-on thing that gives you access to face buttons using triggers on PS3 and Xbox controllers. It's primarily designed for disabled gamers, but you know anyone could get use out of it.
It's a very admirable gadget.
It's a nice product. It's reviewed favorably. So
I'm not on Amazon right now, but we'll get to that.
So there is this guy, Dave. He ordered one of these in late October, early November. Pre-ordered it.
But pre-ordered it in full.
Yes, you had to pre-order in full with an expected ship date of early December. So on December 16th, he, you know, wants to know what's up. So he sends a very polite email just saying, you know, I just kind of want to know what's going on. I'm not too thrilled I had to, like, pay up front. Now I don't really know what's happening. It's a Christmas present. I just want to know when it's going to arrive. He gets response back from a Paul Cristoforo, who just responds with Deck 17, as in December 17. That's it.
That's very straight to the point.
That's the next day.
What does that mean?
Does it mean shipping? Is he going to have it? Will he get an update? He doesn't know. So on the 19th, he was like, hey, thanks for applying, but can you clarify that? Like, what the hell do you mean? So from here on, this is where it begins to spiral out of control. This guy, Paul, tries to first say they haven't shipped yet from China. So the guy's like, well, okay, so is it going to come in for Christmas or not? Then he just responds, they're in U.S. Customs now, so it's whether before or after Christmas. It took me a while to realize he meant either before or after Christmas.
So now we've eliminated Christmas, so it's not going to get there on Christmas Day.
Yeah, so it's either before or after. Don't know. This is also where we learned that Mr. Cristoforo has terrible spelling and grammar. Like, not even trying. Keep in mind, he's the president of a PR company responding to a customer. Let's keep going.
Oh, man.
So now this guy, Dave, is noticing that the webpage has been updated with no new shipping information, but on new orders, $10 off. He's already paid in full. But as the website said, to thank our loyal customers, all new orders get $10 off. He's like, well, that's dumb. Like, if anything, I'm just going to cancel and reorder it. Well, this guy gets all pissy now,
yeah,
saying, go ahead. if we catch people doing that, we're just going to cancel the order and they could buy it somewhere else. And you know, you're just being a little pansy kid and you just have to wait like everybody
he
else.
He starts insulting him at this point. It's very bizarre.
He literally starts insulting this guy and calls him Dan at the end of the next email, which I thought was great. And he's saying, like, go ahead, cancel your two pre-orders. They'll be gone fast. Maybe I'll take them myself and put them on eBay for $150 each.
Oh, man.
Huh? So the next email this guy Dave sends out, he CCs it to Kotaku and to Mike Krahulik, Gabe of Penny Arcade. And he's saying, like, fine, go ahead, cancel it. Like, you're being a complete asshole. And he writes out this cool itemized list of, like, everything these people have done wrong. So then when Paul responds to this now, he's saying, oh, thanks for the free PR. I know the editor-in-chief, Kotaku, IGN, and Gadget. I'm meeting them all at CES.
He knows them personally.
Oh, yeah.
They've all rushed to his defense, too.
Right, yeah. He's just saying, like, we don't need you. Like, we have, like, a ton of orders for this thing. You just got told, bitch. We're taking this thing to see.
Okay, what kind of an adult?
I know.
Comes says, you had just been told, bitch, to a customer in like a query email.
Welcome to the real internet. Check Kotaku in 2 weeks when they are reviewing free PS3 Avengers. We send them as well as G4 and all other majors. Hell yeah. Comma. That's the first punctuation.
Is this the part with websites spelled with two W's?
Not yet.
This is my best. That's my favorite.
Not yet. I mean, he keeps going on. Then he's like, you know. We do value our customers, but sometimes we get children like you. We just have to put you in the corner with your I'm stupid hat on. See you at CES, E3, PAX East? ... I'm not quite sure. Oh, wait, you have to ask mom and pa. Dukes, you're not an industry professional and you have no money. Oh, snap, you just got told. So
get told, man.
So, of course, when Krahulik sees the PAX East comment, he feels a need to kind of now say something. This pisses him off. So first he emails it to Dave, but he also sent it to the Ocean Marketing guy, Chris DeFaro, whatever, saying, holy
Paul E, if I was
Paul Christoforo.
Okay. I don't call him Paul E for no reason.
So he says, holy shit, this is unbelievable. Dave, if this guy has a booth at PAX East, we will cancel it.
This is where it gets real funny.
So, well, Dave responds. He's like, hey, thanks. Like, I appreciate going to bat for me. He's just saying, like, I don't want something bad to happen to this product because of this. I think it's a good product. It's just this guy being a dick. So then, good old Polly, whatever you're calling him, responds, hey, Mikey.
I'm going to read, from the very beginning, Mikey.
I'm going to read this one in full because it's not that long. This one's okay with punctuation, so we'll let that go. We're not renting a booth at PAX East this year. Bigger and better shows to be at. We got nothing from the show. Okay. Oh, so you know this guy has sold over $500,000 of product in December and is my main distribution arm landing us in GameStop, Fry's, Myers, Best Buy, Activision, MLG, Play and Trade, and a lot more. We're in 6 countries, and you're not going to take my money for a booth? That's a crock. I can guarantee I'll get a booth if I want one. Money buys a lot, and connections go even further. He's a native Bostonian from Little Italy. Who are you again?
I
think when he said he's a native Bostonian from Little Italy, he's referring to himself.
No, he's referring to this guy he knows who has sold over $500,000 of product in December.
Oh, well, that's himself.
Oh, so he just talks about
that. I think later on he talks about being from Boston.
Yeah.
This is why he knows the mayor of Boston.
As all Bostonians do.
Right?
So, like, it's great because he admits later, he does not actually believe that Gabe, first of all, he does not realize that Gabe owns Penny Arcade or that Penny Arcade is a big deal. And he also does not realize that he actually is in charge of,
I am Mike Krahulik. PAX is my show. Feel free to Google me. I can promise you that you will never have space at any future PAX event. Okay, Mike, whatever you say, lol. He doesn't believe him.
Yeah, he doesn't believe what? Google his name.
You're acting like a douchebag. Not that it matters.
Yeah,
PAX
he's a real
East,
douchebag.
PAX West, E3, CES, GamerCon, South by Southwest, Comic-Con, Germany. I'm all over the place. If we want to be there, we will be there with industry badges or with a booth. You think I can't team up with Turtle Beach, Caliber, or Koi Christmas? I can't get Kevin Kelly to pull some strings or G4. I think he meant 4G4. Paul Ebler, ex-CEO of Take-Two. Rich Larocco of Konami.
Jesus, name dropping.
Cliff Blazinski, Epic, who we were working with on a Gears version. Activision, who we were working with on a Modern Warfare 3 and Spider-Man bundle. The convention center owners themselves. Mayor of Boston. Come on, bud. You run a show. That's all you do. And Lisa Center in cities. You have no pool. And it's all about who you know, not what you do.
He goes on this egomaniacal rant. Who is this guy?
So Mike responds, I do run PAX, but I also run a website called Penny Arcade. It's kind of popular. Response, I love Penny Arcade! Exclamation.
He wants to be his best friend now. Now we are the bestest.
So then Mike responds, I'm glad you like it. You'll be on it tomorrow. Great. Love PR. Then he responds
to me. Then he immediately thinks about this for a second. He's like, wait a second.
Mike, I'm not trying to fight with you. I'm really not.
It really sounds a lot like he was.
You should give me the benefit of the doubt before judging over one person's bitching. Did I feed into his emails a little bit too much? Yeah, okay. But it's one person, dude, for real. No disrespect intended for you. My name is good in this industry, and I know a lot of people. I'll be at CES. Are you going?
We're best friends. Are you going?
Like, they're
going
to hang out. Get some coffee.
Yeah, all right. We'll talk about this.
So, just to be a dick, Mike responds, please remove me from this mailing list. Which is great. Response. You're spamming me. You're not on a mailing list, you idiot. You sent me an email, remember? Make sure you stir up a lot of controversy about us. The more, the better. We needed some drama. Gets good blood flowing going. How about the new product launch, period? Your site's amateur at best. My son could put it together. A better site than yours, and you run PAX? Wow. I'll put my marketing team on a smear campaign of you and your site and your emails. I have about 125 dedicated people to run PR, blogs, articles, videos. You have no clue who I am. Thanks again.
This is a lie.
So, of course, underneath, you know, Gabe out says, oh, and I'll just leave this here. Email address, title, and his Twitter handle.
That never
and
goes
phone
well.
Number.
Never
now,
goes well.
Now, here's the thing. The Twitter handle is Ocean Marketing.
Yeah.
That's marketing with two T's.
Yeah. Right. But he's spelled it wrong.
Which I'm pretty sure they took because Ocean Marketing, that Twitter handle is taken. Now, their website's Ocean Marketing, Inc. You think they'd take the Twitter handle of Ocean Marketing, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
So, immediately after this, the guy changes it to Ocean Strategy. That strategy spelled S-T-R-A-G-A. Wait, hang on. I'm excited. Strategy.
It's an A instead of an E at the second.
Yes. Yeah. So he starts tweeting from there, trying to act all bitchy, yelling at the editors of Kotaku and IGN.
Well, the IGN guy's trying to distance himself from him.
Everyone is.
Yes. No,
Ryan Crescente
nobody
is like,
friend,
I don't know this guy. The guy from IGN's like, yeah, I talked to him once and he was kind of a dick.
Man.
So someone squatted the previous Ocean Marketing Twitter account because he left it open.
Why not?
So now that guy started just tweeting to promote indie games and make a bit of a satire account.
But, so, yeah, the whole thing blows up on Reddit, everywhere, basically.
Everywhere.
A lot of fun Reddit things. Somebody found out that all the blogs on his site are just
Ocean Marketing's blog sites are lifted from other blogs. The little mission statement thing is lifted from another PR website.
Kotaku tried to email Brian, who made the product, I think, or something.
No,
or
they, the guy they tried to email.
They tried to email
is
somebody.
Brandon Lydell, director of marketing. Who they had previous correspondence with from Avenger Controller.
Right. But somehow
the email address is brandon@avengercontroller.com.
But somehow, Paulie, he has that email address now, and he responded to it pretending to be Brandon.
Well, yeah, he responded. They sent an email. Hey, guys, is Ocean Marketing a third-party agency for you guys or in-house? Thanks. Joel Johnson, editorial director, Kotaku. Response. Hey, Joel. Third-party agency we were using to help us through the holidays. I think things are a bit blown out of proportion on this today. Brandon Lydell, Director of Marketing, brandon@avengercontroller.com. But the email came from cstrophic@hotmail.com. So they Google it and find out that it's one of the addresses that Paulie has used in the past. It's even listed as a contact in his Twitter account. And it was also used on the website steroid.com, a message board for people who use steroids where he complains about not having enough energy from his steroids.
He can't get motivated to go to the gym because he's, oh, man.
So then this Brandon Lydell finds out and emails Kotaku. And he's saying, like, look, I've been following this story since this morning when someone notified me about what was going on. I did not want to respond to you. Yes, in the past, received an email at brandon@avengercontroller.com. But even then, we were an outsourced marketing agency for N-Control. I no longer receive email at that address because we fired N-Control as a client about 8 months ago due to constant shipping delays, et cetera, et cetera. He goes on to say, basically, the guy's an ass. They knew this was coming. I wasn't going to chime in, but since he's replying as me, I can't resist. I personally can't stand him. Now, there was another issue with Polly earlier in the year that went until June with the previous version of this controller. And that 8 months ago thing, when you look at it, the emails this guy was getting completely changed about 8 months ago from being random PR guy to Polly being a dick with his bad grammar. Same thing. Just that one didn't get as much attention.
The
unbelievable.
Oh, well, then I guess he told Gabe, like, I'm going to sue you. And Gabe's like, okay. And then he was like, then he got desperate. It's like the stages of grief. He got desperate. He's like, please, I'm sorry. And he pulls all the bullshit cards you can. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm up all night. Oh, I'm getting threats. Oh, my family is hurt. All the bullshit. And Gabe says, I don't care. I don't feel sorry for you. You're a bully.
Yeah, you're an ass. You brought this on yourself.
Well, he says, there's a big difference between being sorry and being sorry you were caught.
Yes.
It's definitely this one.
And I love how it starts, too. I just want to apologize for the way our emails progressed. I didn't know how big your site was, and I really didn't believe you ran PAX. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that doesn't. See, he's admitting right there that I would have been nicer to you if I knew you were important. That's right. That's the root of his problem, yeah. And of all dicks everywhere. The best line we got out of all this, though, from Pauly was at one point when he was still yelling at Dave about. And I guess Dave told him, welcome to the internet, because, you know, Paulie clearly doesn't understand how he's working here, because he doesn't, that's the tragic thing here, he doesn't understand how he's setting up his own demise.
Right.
So, but Paulie says, son, I'm 38, I website, with two W's, I website as on the internet when you were sperm in your daddy's balls and before it was the internet.
That can't, there's no way to do that.
I website as on the internet. I website as on the internet. The greatest thing, too, Geico, like the car insurance thing, like responded to somebody on Twitter, and they said that, and they were like, yeah, I website. Geico! Geico has used the term I website with two W's already.
Wow.
I website? Who is this guy?
I know.
The best thing is that he's clearly a nobody who has some sort of small measure of power. And he, like, I'm assuming he's lying a lot about, like, there's no way there's more than five people who work for Ocean Marketing.
I love this that he says, too, to Gabe. Little kid's unhappy with a pre-order, starting trouble, and you email that to us. He's a customer. Unless you're his boyfriend, then you should side with the company, not the customer.
Why should he side with the company?
Be careful.
Look out. Oh, you, it's so sad.
What the hell is that? You should side with the customer, not the company? We don't give a shit about you.
Also, homophobic remark. Big
yeah,
surprise.
That's a good one.
Yeah, are you his boyfriend? Wow. Nice job, man. 38, huh? Cool. Oh, God. Just the biggest douchebag ever. And I do hope this is over. I feel bad in a way because, you know, cyberbullying now is going on, and it can't get out of control. It happens.
Yeah, but this is one instance where the guy got caught and is actually having to deal with ramifications. People think they're invincible behind the shield of the internet, even if we know who you are. Like, oh, it happened on the internet. It doesn't affect real life. It does. You can't be a dick. Like, well, that's it.
I mean, I feel like if my PR guy did a giant move that got me banned from PAX and PAX East, two of the biggest shows, and also,
oh, yeah. Well, they
also brought upon negative Amazon reviews and just zillions of bad publicity, I'd be upset.
Yeah, I mean, I want people to keep that in mind. This is not N-Control's fault. Although, from the sound of it, they have a problem with just shipping stuff on time. Because the other issue, a guy ordered one that was supposed to ship in February of this year. He didn't get it till like, May.
Okay, that's one thing. I don't, you know, that happens. Being mean to your customers, that's not good. Well, all right then.
Yep.
What's next?
Well, I wasn't going to bring this up as a story, but since Chris is texting me about this right now.
What?
People are, like, outraged that you have to put in a credit card to get your 30 days free of SWTOR.
Is Chris upset about it?
Yes. He's texting me now. He's like, does you have to put in your credit card before you can start playing? I said, yes. That is super gay. Chris, racial slurs are, or not racial, homophobic slurs are bad. So you always do for MMOs. His response apparently was not for DC. Okay.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Who plays DC?
Well, it's free to play now, so of course you don't.
Yeah, how this is an outrage.
I don't know. You always did, I thought.
This is the fucking stupidest thing I've heard people complain
about.
Yeah,
every MMO I've ever played, I put in the credit card, you get your free month. If you don't cancel it, they start charging you.
Like, what is the problem exactly?
I don't know.
You're not going to be... I don't understand. Like, what is the fear here?
I don't know. I really don't know.
If people just want to be upset about it, I don't trust me. I'll complain about SWTOR, the opportunity arises. The fact that they make you do something that every reasonable MMO has ever done. I'm sure maybe some have it. A couple.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty standard, though.
Like, what do you want to do? Just say, like, yeah, I'm going to play now, and then they're just going to let you without playing a... are they doing it so that they hope you might forget that you have your credit card on file? Yeah, maybe.
Sure. That's exactly what it is.
But don't be dumb.
If you don't think you're going to play more than a month, cancel it as soon as you make the account. It's fine.
So you just bought a $50 game. I'm hoping that you think you might play it for more than a month. I'm hoping that you think that if you just bought the $50 game or $60 game, as it is. This is the stupidest thing. I'm going to yell at Chris later.
Good.
Especially... what's next?
So... I think we talked about in the show that didn't happen, but there's like that save file bug for Skyward Sword.
Yeah, they fixed it.
Yeah, well, originally it was like you had to either send like an SD card with your save file or your Wii to Nintendo.
Oh, now there's like a channel for
it. There's an entire channel that you download from this eShop, or whatever it's called, the store channel, whatever it is, that fixes your save file. I mean, I guess it's a roundabout way of doing a patch on the Wii, which they usually can't do. I just thought that was funny. Also, if you're a fan of guns with your avatar on Xbox Live, download them now or forever hold your not gun. On January 1st, they're removing all such items from the market. If you have it already, you get to keep it, but apparently they don't like avatars with guns.
I guess I almost understand, but kind of a bizarre double standard, though.
Yeah.
Like, don't make your avatar hold onto that Lancer, but, you know, go to town on the game.
Yeah.
Virtual guns are bad sometimes.
Because you can't really ESRB rate... avatar items, I guess.
I guess.
No, it's not they shoot the guns. They just hold them. It could be anything.
Yeah, it's a Nerf gun.
It's a sponge chainsaw. I threw this in just for me because I'm excited. But they've announced Myst 3D on the 3DS in March.
The first Myst?
Yeah.
Who cares about the first Myst? Oh, my God.
And my final story I want to talk about, they've narrowed down the Wii U launch window to somewhere between June and the end of 2012.
It'll be the end of 2012.
Yes.
It should be.
Just release it in November.
Just release it there. Don't release it early and earlier and have less games.
Yeah, that worked great for the 3DS.
Yeah, did wonders for you guys. Let's go topical.
Okay.
One, you want DLC for the 3DS. Rumored to start with the next Fire Emblem game.
It depends what it is. I mean, there's good DLC, there's bad DLC. Now, frankly, if I had to guess, Nintendo's probably going to err on the side of bad DLC.
But still, I feel like they just need to start doing this. Like, get on board with this shit.
Look, DLC's been around now for, at least in the console space, 6 years. PC space even longer. But guess what, Nintendo? It's time.
I mean, it'd be nice, though, if, like, you could, you know, buy new tracks or characters for Mario Kart.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. I'd be for that, but it's probably going to be character skins for Fire Emblem. That's what it's going to be.
You're surprised Final Fantasy XIII 2's first week sales were less than a third of Final Fantasy XIII's.
Wait, that's out?
Yeah, in Japan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, there you go.
So wait, what was it now?
Their first week sales were less than a third of the originals.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Final Fantasy XIII didn't really click. This is the problem with trying to make, like, they had the whole Final Fantasy XIII. What, they have, like, a name for it.
The Fabula Nova Chrysalis or something
like that. You can't do that shit until it succeeds. And the thing is, you can't even say it's Final Fantasy because every Final Fantasy game has nothing to do with each other. Like, each one has to stand on its own. You can't make this whole campaign around it before it's popular. You could do it with 7 after the fact, because 7 was huge. So you can get away with that.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's kind of dumb to say, before Final Fantasy 13 comes out, we're going to make, like,
8 games.
Yeah, like, based on this world.
Like, you don't even know if anyone likes the world yet, the characters.
Turns out they didn't, really. Yeah. So, whoops.
Whoops-a-do.
It's funny thing is that they attributed this 66% drop in sales to a 10% decrease in interest in female gamers.
What?
I guess what they don't say. Like, I think if they put the two sentences together, like I just did, maybe they would have saw how dumb that was. But that's what they said. Yeah, female characters were 10% less interested in this one, so that's why our sales were down 66%. I didn't know they didn't know how to do math either. Yeah. I swear.
Like, yeah. Oh, quick aside. You see this thing that's going around on Twitter?
No.
It's been scientifically proven now that the Earth is only 6,000 years old by measuring the amount of water a human consumes in one day versus the population versus time. If it was 3.2 million years, we would have drank all the water by now, Mike.
No, no one said that.
Yes, yes they did. Because, you know, like, all the water you've ever drank in your entire life is contained within your body right now.
Do they not pee? What do they think that is? Evil energy escaping the body.
That's not water, that's pee, Mike.
Because we would have drank it all by now. No.
6,000 years times out perfectly. There's plenty of water at that point. When the first humans started drinking water 3.2 million years ago, that was it. It was all downhill from there. You know, guys, understand? He's trying to talk to them like three times now and can't do it. He keeps face palming.
What? Do they think we're running out of water?
Yeah.
Is this like a legitimate concern of theirs?
I don't know. This is just how they prove that the Earth is in fact 6,000 years old. And the dinosaur bones are fake and put there by the devil.
To confuse us. Oh, maybe the world is 100 years old. All this water bullshit. That's just the devil again. You know? I have always personally suspected that the devil had something to do with my pee. That's not an act of God. I can tell you what goes on in there. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm sorry people are stupid.
Yes.
Forget
we apologize.
Anywho.
What's next?
So, yeah. We're not surprised Pump 13 too. Yeah, not selling well.
So to bring it back...
Not a shocker. At some point, okay, I need to bring it back a little bit. Okay. At some point, the shit's going to hit the fan for them, right?
It has to. The only thing keeping them afloat right now is their NX acquisition, or not NX, IDOS acquisition.
Yeah, I feel like they have not made money off of anything in a while.
If they weren't the ones selling Batman, they'd be hosed.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Lucky break for them. Yeah, seriously, because I don't know how they're making money right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, maybe Brave. No, what's that 3DS game with the dumb title?
Kingdom Hearts?
No, the other one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The one
about.
They announced that everyone was like, that's a stupid title.
I don't know.
Bravely Default.
Oh, I barely remember that.
Yeah.
I'm sure no one cares. Next. You want an HD remake of the original Metal Gear Solid, which Kojima says he would like to see, but he doesn't want to direct.
I'd be for it, as long as they don't fuck around with it too much. I mean, that's why he says he
wants a remake. Yeah, kind of lost in the story I was reading of this is the fact that we already made Metal Gear Solid once.
Yeah.
I'd be with an HD, but... I'm getting a little fed up with this in a way that every... It's like, we can't play an old game anymore, that if it was for the PS2 or PlayStation or whatever, unless it's an HD remake.
Mm.
I mean, I guess I've never had as big issue with this as other people, but like I understand that it doesn't look as good as games do now. But can't we get over that? Are we that superficial?
I mean, my biggest thing is honestly updating controls. Like, I'd be fine if they like didn't streamline the controls a bit.
I played Metal Gear Solid 1, yeah. Like the original, not too long ago, right before 4 came out.
I'm just trying to stretch
it
over.
I know, but I mean, gotta come a point where we can just let things be.
Yeah.
I mean, at the same time, I wouldn't object to it too much because it's Metal Gear Solid. It's a classic, whatever, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah.
I'll play it, sure.
Yeah, I'll play it again. It's not a good sign that the 3DS is beating the Vita in Japan right now.
Oh, I mean...
Not by a whole lot.
Yeah, and the 3DS just like, had the new Monster Hunter come out. That's a huge
deal. Yeah, but
it
is still
there.
The launch for the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
And the PSP always did well in Japan. So if the Vita doesn't do good business in Japan, then where will it?
Maybe here.
You think? Oh, you think there's gonna be a bizarre twist of fortune?
It could be
that the Vita does well.
It could be.
I don't know. I have no idea what to make of the Vita right now.
I don't either. My only trepidation with that device is the whole memory card situation. I'd be all for it otherwise.
I don't care about that. I just don't. I think if they market this as a thing for gamers, which I feel like they are, they'll be okay. I just don't want them to do the whole, like, we're going to compete with the iPhone thing again, because they're not. I hope it won't be like the PSP where I literally don't know anybody who owns one.
That's the thing. I don't think I ever used the multiplayer function of my PSP once.
I think we played Twisted Metal back when it launched.
Okay.
Just once. Metalheads on.
Then, yeah, like, I just don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
I mean, I find it slightly interesting. It's not doing... I mean, you said Monster Hunter in Japan. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Circle Pad Pro, whatever that is. Yeah, it's going to be something interesting to watch.
Right.
Let me ask you that. You think this will be Sony's last handheld system?
It's very possible. If this isn't good, what's the point?
Yeah.
Just banging your head against the wall at this point.
Next. Last one. Okay. What will be the most overlooked title for Game of the Year consideration?
Well, it's easy to say some of the downloadable titles that have been good. Things like Bastion.
Well, yeah, I like Bastion. I don't think it's Game of the Year.
Right.
I mean, you know, maybe other things will be Game of the Year, but getting stooped, maybe they came out too early. Like, I think Dead Space 2.
Dead Space 2 is
a good
one.
Dead Space 2 came out, was a November, October game. People would at least be talking about it a lot more.
Right, it got buried.
It got buried. It was a great game.
Yeah,
great looking game, too. But yeah, this got buried for when it came out, really. Like, Portal 2 even still...
It has to fight a little bit.
Like, I feel like Portal 2, if that came out in November, it would have been the runaway game of the year for most people.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's probably taking a backseat in a lot of places to, like, Skyrim and whatever else.
Now, here's a question I have for you, too.
Yes,
sir. As far as SWTOR goes, you think we should not even worry about thinking about that for 2011? Just basically count it for 2012?
I don't know if it comes to a matter of counting for 2012.
I mean, you get 11 days with an MMO to judge if it's a game of the year.
Yeah, no, there's no way you can say if it's a game of the year. Nobody's even ready to review it yet.
Yeah.
It's a
tricky
thing. I
feel like we should just count that as a 2012 game, as far as that goes.
I mean, I guess so. I mean, World of Warcraft is kind of a bizarre situation. A lot of people did get a game of the year 2004 just because they were impressed by it without really understanding the game, I feel like. I feel like a lot of people who said it was game of the year.
At least had a month and a half.
I know, so are you thinking those people rated? I guess is what I'm saying.
I'm trying to think, like, what else I think is kind of under the radar.
Radar? Yes. Well, I know for me, Ghost Trick is huge. I know that'll get nowhere near the recognition it should get.
I feel like I don't know.
Mortal Kombat, I'm going to say.
Mortal Kombat's a good one.
I still think Mortal Kombat is severely underrated.
Yeah.
Hugely
I feel
underrated.
Like, even though, like, this isn't speaking for me personally, just in general, I feel like people don't really think much about Gears of War 3, even though that's, you know, pretty well-liked game.
I don't think that has anything to do with its release. Yeah, that's just, I think it's just, nobody, I mean, even Modern Warfare 3, people just are sick of praising those games anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe they'll play them and like them, but, like, nobody wants to pat them on the back for doing it anymore.
Yeah, it's like, hey, like, this is great.
Like, good job. You know, I guess you made
good job, but we're going to give the Game of the Year award to this guy over here.
It doesn't seem, they don't seem important anymore.
If
the most impressive thing about a series is the number of copies it sells, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, by the time you get to a third game in a series like that, it's just an expectation anymore. You have to do something really...
Well... Third is hardly the third in Modern War. I mean, maybe Modern Warfare, but Call of Duty.
Well, yeah.
Like, Gears of War is better at it than that. Like, literally, that we're at was essentially Call of Duty 8.
Right. But then, on the flip side, you have The Elder Scrolls 5. But those games, there's enough time between them, and there's gap between them as far as scope and everything.
Kind of
It's the reason that if, let's just say, a Final Fantasy came out this year that was good, I'd have no problem considering it for Game of the Year, because they're so different from its predecessors.
So, should Final Fantasy 14 count for this year, then? Big snub.
No, because 2.0 doesn't come out till next year.
Is that game, like, a year old now?
It's over a year old, yeah.
That's hilarious. It may as well not exist.
2.0 comes out next year, around this time.
Around this time?
Yeah, they said November to December is when 2.0 will, like, actually launch.
So, like, basically they released the game 2 years early.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That still fascinates me.
Yeah.
I think, like, in my lifetime, the biggest gaming bombs I can think of are Final Fantasy 14 and Tony Hawk Shred.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Rayman Origins. Played a little bit of that.
Yes.
It's a gorgeous looking
game. Oh, my God, it's pretty.
It basically looks like a cartoon.
It's pretty.
And it's fun. It plays...
Yeah, at first, it's a little overwhelming just because there's so much shit going on. And the camera is really pulled back far.
Yeah.
So it can't be hard to see where you are, especially if you're playing as player 3 or 4, those little dudes.
Yeah. But it is visually very impressive. Mm-hmm. And the platform works well. Like, we haven't gone very deep into it.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yes.
I don't know what else I played.
To be honest. I've played Skyward Sword. I've played Skyrim.
Yeah, you know, the usuals.
Yeah, you got your copy of SWTOR. You haven't really gotten to start it up again yet here.
No, I've talked about SWTOR at this point.
We play anything else new?
Yeah.
Not really.
Just kind of busy with the holidays.
Yeah, it was a crazy one this year.
All right, here's the releases.
Okay.
All right, this thing still says Postal 3 is coming out in December. I'm assuming that's a lie. This also says that the agency has a release date of canceled, which puts it on here.
Well, it's the last week of the year, so yeah. I feel like everything that like got shat on is just stuck
so
here.
Those things aren't actually coming out. So okay, but All Zombies Must Die for PS3, I think that's actually coming out.
Great.
The Stranger's Wrath HD thing.
Oh, cool.
Apparently came out today. Mega Man Universe is on here.
That's just cruel.
And Mega Man Legends 3.
Oh, that's so cruel. We should have read through this list beforehand, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing came out, guys. I'm sorry.
Just play all the other shit. There's plenty out
there. I'm sure you're busy. Christ. All right. That's it. Thanks for listening to Explaining Bro Podcast, everybody.
Yeah, we'd like to thank Paulie giving us something to talk about today.
My good friend, Paulie. I want to call him that because reminds me of Paulie Dangerously from WCW, who later become Paul Heyman. I could imagine that guy's name being Paulie Dangerously.
He seems like
a wrestling character to me, like the one that's just yelling all the time, like, oh, you're going to die. I'm going to get you. So thanks for listening. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.com.
EBpodcast.com. Explodingbarrel.com takes you to Canadian.
I forgot how to website.
We're making the Margaritaville Facebook game.
I'm going to website better now.
I've been websiting a lot longer than you have.
Hey, man. I was websiting on the internets back when you were a sperm in your dad's balls before the internets.
I love it.
Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/explodingbarrel, facebook.com/explodingbarrel, and iTunes, Marketplace,
and couchbound.net.
Yeah, there you go. All right, everybody. Hope you had a good holiday.
We'll see you next year.
Yeah, happy new year.
We start game of the year next week.
Do we? I still have games to beat. I don't know if I can allow it to start next year.
We'll figure that out.
I've got to work on
it. It might start next week. You know at least you're 5 through 10.
Maybe.
Or 6 through 10 or whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
That's how we usually do it.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The Exploding Barrel Podcast is now part of the Couchbound Network. Check out couchbound.net for new episodes of the Exploding Barrel Podcast, along with other podcasts featuring all kinds of geeky, nerdy stuff.
We
should have read through this list beforehand, huh?